Now back to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back here a couple minutes away from tip-off getting set for the 31st WOBM Christmas Classic Final on the boys' side. Toms River North take on Red Bank Catholic. The Caseys making their first appearance ever in this championship final. They've been in the tournament a couple of times during the course of the history of the tournament, but here making a run all the way to the finals. For Toms River North, wins in 2012, 2007, 1998 with spots in the final in 84, 85, 95, 96, 97 as well. So they've got three championships. And, Gary, as we talked about in the girls' game a little bit, sometimes teams have a hard time adjusting to where the basket sits. I mean, obviously it's in the same spot on the court, but the depth perception is a little bit different. But Toms River North, you could think, has the advantage. The one good thing for Red Bank Catholic is they have played pretty well here in this tournament. 51 points in the opening round win over Jackson Memorial, 67 in the quarters, and 60 in the semifinals the other night. So you'd think by that point, everyone's pretty well adjusted.
Yeah, once you play here a couple of times, it probably evens it out. But like you mentioned earlier, the depth can definitely be an issue when you have a basket like this. Most high school gyms are used to just having that back wall, maybe some bleachers, and that's obviously not what you have here. And I mentioned it a little bit when running through the starting lineups, big game yesterday for Mike Neister, the sophomore guard for Toms River North, but he even said it postgame. He said, yeah, we're in here every day practicing, getting up at least 100 shots, and other teams don't have that advantage. And he said it definitely, the first time you ever shoot here, you definitely think about it. And now that he practices here every day, obviously not a factor for him anymore, but we'll see if it plays any kind of impact.
So as the players start to head to the benches and get sent for introductions, we'll step out and take one final timeout as they will go through the starting lineups. We'll come back, recap that for you, and then get you set for the opening tip-off. It is Red Bank Catholic and Toms River North here on the Shore Sports Network, the 31st annual WOBM Christmas Classic Championship, and we're back right after this quick pause on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here on a Tuesday night, the eve of New Year's Eve. Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal, happy to be joining you on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m. It is Toms River North and Red Bank Catholic. The road to the finals for both of these teams. For Toms River North, an opening round win over Middletown South in the 4-13 matchup, 66-26, knocked off Manchester, who was the defending champion, 63-58 in the quarterfinals, and then in the semifinals, a big win over Toms River South, 73-56. For Red Bank Catholic, the two seed in this tournament, the Caseys beat Jackson Memorial in a squeaker, game that they were down huge in the early part of the contest in the 2-15 matchup. Would have been a shocker in the tournament. They beat the Jaguars, however, 51-49. Red Bank Catholic then knocked off Donovan Catholic, 67-56 in the quarterfinals, topped Freehold Township in the 2-3 matchup, 62-57. Mariners coming out in their away blue uniforms despite playing on their home court with the gold trim, the dark shorts as well. Toms River North spread around the front side of the uniform, the white numerals with the gold outline for Red Bank Catholic. The home whites, Caseys in green with the gold outline, green numerals with the gold outline as well. The white shorts with the trim in green and gold. The center is jumped up, and it is won by Red Bank Catholic, who will start with it. Kevin Fazio to win the tip for Red Bank Catholic. Caseys will start left to right on your radio dial. John Lester the third, Jim Moran, and James Lester, the three-man officiating crew. Quick early turnover in transition. Darian Carrington will flip near side corner for Evan Martin. Martin looking to post up down inside for Jordan Craig. A lot of familiar names for football fans. Carrington had a good year. Jordan Craig, one of the top tight end prospects in the Shore Conference. Craig getting it here. Back to the basket. Turnaround jumper is missed, going to the left side baseline. In transition, Eddie Hahn, the talented quarterback for Red Bank Catholic, turns it over in transition. Martin will feed off here. Marinaccio, three, way off the mark. That's an air ball thrown up, and it will be Red Bank Catholic to walk it up court.
A little bit of a quick pace here in the opening minute, but Red Bank Catholic with a tough sequence on offense on both of their possessions so far. A couple of weird plays.
Jim Catalano, the head coach for Red Bank Catholic, Rory Caswell, the head man for Tom's River North. Missed three-pointer. Casey's will get the extra possession, but then turn it over as Evan Madigan can't hang on to the loose ball with 6:44 to go. Still no score between the Mariners of Tom's River North and the Casey's of Red Bank Catholic.
A couple of just errant passes from RBC thus far. Not crisp in this first couple of offensive possessions.
Another good capacity crowd on hand here for this WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Carrington going down the middle part of the lane. Hands off for Martin. Spins one way. Comes back the other. Banks one in to give Tom's River North a 2-0 advantage.
Nice looking shot from Martin. Did it all himself.
Off on the left side now. It's Liam Byrne. Hahn flashing down inside. Easy two for the KCOs. Kevin Fazio with it. Tie the score at 2. 6:05 and running here in the first quarter. Marinaccio kicks outside for Martin. Martin drives. It's Carrington. Step in from the 3 on the right side. No good. Rebound taken down by Eddie Hahn. In transition. Stop and pop 3. Off the mark from Liam Byrne. Loose ball handled by Jordan Craig. Track meet. It's Marinaccio down the right side of the lane. Got the shot, but no continuation here in high school. He was bumped on his way by Liam Byrne. It'll be his first and the team's first.
RBC foul, Josh number 3. Liam
2-2 the score with 5:44 to play in the opening quarter. Carrington having problems putting it in. Able to find Mike Neister. His brother Steve Neister had a great tournament a couple of years ago for Tom's River North. And now a turnover for Red Bank Catholic. It'll give the ball back to the Mariners.
To the game for North.
Ted Thalamak will check in for his first action. Thalamak, 6'4", senior guard. Has it now, shaded right top of the key. Feeds for Carrington off on the left. Some bright shoes on the floor right now between these two teams. Here's Martin, step back jumper, left elbow, that's good. Evan Martin with all four North points. And the Mariners take a 4-2 advantage.
Both of them coming on step back jump shots from just a step or two inside the three-point arc.
Hahn flashes to the high post at the foul line. One dribble kicks off on the right for Evan Madigan. Madigan for Fazio. He'll take down the right side of the lane. Split a triple team. Missed the runner. Picked up by Martin, who looks to get up the floor in transition. Martin's been hot to start. Looking to bounce down on the baseline on the left side for Craig, who will throw it into the scorer's table. And the ball given back to Red Bank Catholic. Casey's 4-1 to open up their year. Mariners a perfect 4-0. Tom's River North leads 4-2 with 4:35 to go in the opening quarter. Hahn stopping at the right block. Good feed inside. Fazio will get it to go. He's got all 4 points.
Kevin Fazio from Eddie Hahn.
Nice find there by Hahn, too. Really, really nice pass.
4-4 the score with 4:20 to play in quarter number one. Drive to the basket on the left side for Martin. Swing it around the perimeter. Thelemack missing the three from the right side. Casey's get it now. This is Joel Montano. He is the son of the longtime women's coach of the program. Missing the three from the left corner. Rebounded by Neister. In transition, it's Carrington on the left side. Thelemack looking to drive. Go down the right side of the lane. Missed the runner. Rebound picked up by Hahn, who will wisely slow it down a little bit.
Looks like Thelemack came into the game and immediately had the green light, Matt.
Off on the right, it's Evan Madigan. Dribble drive down the right side. Wild shot, way off. Both teams pretty cold to start. We've played 4.5 minutes and a combined 8 points in a 4-4 game. Thelemack will try again, this time from the left side. He'll miss another one. That's 4 in a row I think he's missed.
He's got the green light. He missed a three. He missed a couple from the inside.
Hahn with a little dump-off pass going down the right side of the lane. Fazio couldn't get it to fall. Loose ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Casey basketball. Kevin Bloom will check in for Tom's River North. Mariners will retreat into a 2-3 zone. Joe Agius has come on as well for Red Bank Catholic. Down on the baseline, we will have an out-of-bound on Red Bank Catholic. Turnover problems continuing for both teams. Mariner basketball coming up court.
Kind of like the start of the girls' game, it's been sloppy. Not a lot of connecting of the passes. Nobody's really been able to finish in this first couple minutes.
Bloom will drive. Missed the runner. Rebounded by Red Bank Catholic. A quick one and out for Tom's River North. 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. We are still tied at 4. Handoff on the left side. Flipped a little bit more left. Now it's Hahn. Shaded right top of the key. Deep three is on the way. That's off the mark. Rebound taken down by Carrington. In transition, Martin stop and pop from the foul line. That's short, an air ball. Marinaccio has a shot rejected by Hahn down inside. Montana will pick up the loose ball, look to run. Byrne with it to slow things down. Agius out of the left block post. Madigan thought about the three off on the right. Will kick now more right for Hahn. Looking to drive, go down the left side of the lane. Missed the layup, put back by Agius. Is no good, but he is fouled. And we'll go to the line for two shots.
North foul, charge number 21, Kevin Blum. This first
Kevin Blum with his first foul. Team's first as well. And Agius will go to the free throw line where he is 1 of 2 on the season. Make it 2 of 3 as he converts the first. Mike Husney has checked in for Tom's River North. Husney, the 5'10 sophomore. And again, for those who listen to our high school football coverage, was the quarterback for this North team. Agius makes the second. In a second substitution, Tom Montano has checked in. So Tom and Joe Montano both on the floor right now. Nyster cut off at the left baseline. This is Jordan Craig looking to drive against Hahn. An offensive foul whistled on Jordan Craig. Great body position by Eddie Hahn to draw the charge.
Yeah, really good job by Eddie Hahn. You mentioned he's a quarterback, and it shows with his athleticism. He's been all over the floor early on. Good job to step in and take the charge. Craig a little bit out of control that time, but a good job defensively as well.
Red Bank Catholic winning the state championship for the first time in forever. Craig will check back out of the game. Second team foul whistled on Tom's River North. Here's Madigan with a three from the right side. Measured it up well and drains it from the outside. Make it 9-4 in favor of Red Bank Catholic.
Here comes the scoring a little bit at least.
Marinaccio on the right. Martin now gets it left perimeter. We're at the 62nd mark in this first quarter. It's Tom's River North trailing Red Bank Catholic 9-4. Husney hands off. Marinaccio down the middle part of the lane. Missed the runner. Shaded off to the left. Loose ball handled near by Madigan. Looks to get up the floor in transition. Tom Montano with it. Madigan will drive. Good feed on the right block. Hahn kicks out. Three on the way. Short from Byrne. Loose ball trickled off here. It's Husney to get it up court. Madigan. Marinaccio will drive from the right perimeter and lay it up and in on the right side. Good drive by Pat Marinaccio, the junior. 9-6 the score now in favor of RBC with 15 seconds to go. Hahn harassed at the top of the key. Off on the left, a little bit more left for Byrne. Now it's Hahn to control the half-court circle. 5 seconds and running. Hahn looking to go left. Hands off. No, picks up his dribble. Doesn't have anyone to give it to. Byrne can't even get the shot off. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter as Red Bank Catholic leads by a score of 9-6. We step out here for 30 seconds. Back with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic on the boys' side after this quick 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
International Association of Group Basketball Officials Shore Board 194.
Back here, Pine Belt Arena, one quarter in the books. Red Bank Catholic 9, Toms River North 6. We'll recap the scoring for you a little bit. Red Bank Catholic has 4 points from Kevin Fazio, 3 from Evan Madigan coming on a three-pointer, and Joe Agius with 2 coming from the free throw line for Toms River North. 4 points on a pair of turnaround jump shots from the elbow coming from Evan Martin, and a bucket from Patrick Marinaccio getting inside. That's where we stand at 9-6 as our broadcast partner Matt Harmon has stepped down as the Art Harmon Memorial Award being awarded right now at midcourt. And as that ceremony continue to talk a little bit about that opening quarter as the team's starting to walk out onto the floor for quarter number 2. Is kind of a strange quarter. Slow start in the scoring department. It was a Toms River North team that came off of a 73-point performance yesterday. Previously scored 63 and 66 in this tournament. Red Bank Catholic 60 yesterday, 67 and 57, or pardon, 51 so far in this tournament. And to this point, 9-6 is where we stand as these teams back out on the floor to start quarter number 2. And set to inbound right in front of us is Darian Carrington, and we are about set to go here in quarter number 2.
North will turn it over immediately as Carrington tried to feed inside for Jordan Craig, and we'll turn it over. Thanks for carrying the in-between quarter action, my man.
My pleasure. Welcome back.
Always proud to go out and give that family award. My thanks to Kevin Williams for starting what has now been part of a tradition of the WOBM Craslick. And congratulations to John Warner for receiving this year's award. Off the inbound, it's now RBC back the other way. In and out three is no good from Evan Madigan. Casey's get the extra possession back. Good feed for Fazio down the lane from Hahn. And he can't get it to go. The offensive struggles continuing for both. 9-6 the score. Inside feed, Carrington wanting Craig again, and the ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay, however, with Toms River North. 7:27 to go in this opening half. Red Bank Catholic leading Toms River North 9-6. Blocked off the inbound. Craig had it rejected out. Loose ball coming here. Marinaccio, who misses the short jumper inside. Loose ball scrum picked up by Red Bank Catholic. I believe it was Fazio to have that block.
Man, I touched on it between quarters, but these are two teams that have played games in the 60s and 70s to this point in the tournament, and 9-6, not where we expected to be at the end of a quarter.
Both teams struggling from the floor. Bad shooting and pretty good defense. Here's Montano down inside. He'll miss the easy one from the right block. Gets his own board back. Hahn will reset the offense with 6:50 to go in this first half. Three off on the mark. That's up and in from Leon Byrne. Byrne with his first basket, and Liam Burns' three has given Red Bank Catholic a 12-6 advantage.
Left him wide open in the corner that time. Byrne had 23 yesterday, and you leave him open, he's going to hit that shot.
Marinaccio down the lane. Hahn steps in the passing lane. Goes behind his back. Loose ball comes to Madigan. Stop and pop from the right elbow. It's good. Offensive spurt here for Red Bank Catholic. Rory Caswell has seen enough and will take a timeout. It is a full timeout, so we will step out as well. Casey's with the biggest lead of the night, up 14-6, 6:23 to go in the opening half. We're back with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
6:23 to go here in the opening half. It's Red Bank Catholic out to the biggest lead so far tonight, 14-6. We saw Middletown South and the girls final really struggle offensively, Gary, and right now that is the story for Toms River North.
Yeah, just nothing going down for them right now. Shots are just not falling, and some lost possessions for them to this point, but obviously it's early and they're still not out of it. Just got to start getting some balls to go down.
Mariners get it off this timeout. Carrington with it on the right side. Foul line feed for Marinaccio. Now it's Martin. He got off to a quick start with the first four. Since that point, quiet. Craig. Tough time handling the ball. Marinaccio will drive and lay it in. Good layup down the middle part of the lane for Pat Marinaccio. He's got four, and it's 14-8 Red Bank Catholic with 5:45 to go in the second quarter.
RBC kind of crowded the free throw line area that time. Once Marinaccio was able to kind of clear through that space, he had a lot of open room in the lane to put that one through.
Loose ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with the Keseys. Eddie Hahn will put it in play in front of the north bench. Joe Montano feeds off for Madigan. Madigan gets it back. Flip now on the left side perimeter. For Montano again in the left corner. It's Hahn. Checked by Marinaccio. Looking inside for Fazio, who couldn't hang on to it. Scramble down on the floor. Jump ball on the possession arrow. It will be Casey basketball.
Substitution number one, Mike Husney.
Mike Husney will come back in. Evan Martin will take a seat on the bench. Baseline inbound play for Hahn. Triggers it quickly. Fazio. Here's a quick trigger three for Byrne. That one halfway down but rims out. Loose ball coming.
And that one came right into our wheelhouse here. And my partner took a spill as we will get things kind of cleared up over here. He came right over the top, did Husney, and trying to save that ball, tumbled right through this press row area. Obviously a good effort from Husney, but possession will, I believe, go to RBC here on the hustle play from Husney. Obviously wasn't able to save it.
5:18 to play here in the second quarter. Red Bank Catholic 14, Toms River North 8. Timeout has been taken on the floor. How'd that look?
That was, I mean, whew, unlike anything I've ever seen before, Matt.
Yikes.
I tried to explain the play the best I could, but I don't know if I did it any justice.
I don't know if there's some kind of replay on that. But I would sure like to see it if there was. I don't think I had it. I didn't stand a chance in that one, did I?
I think it was over for you. Yeah, you didn't have much of a chance.
Ball will be put back in play here by Hahn. Triggered in the back for Joe Montano. Montano will give off for Hahn. Back now to Montano on the left side. Montano for Madigan. Madigan going to drive down the left side of the lane. Kick back out Montano. Now it's Hahn with it. Ball deflected in the backcourt by Carrington. 4:51 now and running. Feed down inside. It's Fazio, and he is called for steps on his way to the basket with 4:41 to play in this second half. More offensive struggles for both of these teams. 14-8, Red Bank Catholic continuing to lead. On the left side, ball is handled by Carrington. Inside feed for Craig. Kick out pass Carrington. His jumper from the left side is up and in. First basket of the night for Darian Carrington. Make it 14-10.
A couple in a row have gone down now for Toms River North, starting to find it at least a little bit here in the second quarter.
Yeah, 4-0 spurt for the Mariners. Dumped down inside. Kick out pass for Byrne. His three on the way is good. 6 points now for Liam Byrne. He's got all of those in the quarter on two threes. Carrington looking to dribble drive down the left side of the lane. Offensive foul is called on Darian Carrington. It'll be his first and the team's third. 17-10, Red Bank Catholic. Leading Toms River North here, 3:47 to play in the opening half. Ball will be walked up court by Joe Montano. Flip it in the far side corner for Byrne. Hahn wanted the backdoor cut for Madigan. Read well by Husney, who stepped in the passing lane. Martin thought about the three from the left side. drives and pulls up from 15, missing the jumper off on the left side. Hahn now in transition, going down the left side of the lane, and we'll get it to go. Eddie Hahn with his first basket of the night.
Martin on the offensive end for Thomas River North hit those first couple of step backs and now has missed his last two.
Casey's 19, Mariners 10. We hit the three-minute mark here in the second half. Red Bank Catholic led 9-6 at the quarter break. They've extended that out to a nine-point advantage. Hahn going down the right side of the lane. Changes gears and goes left. Missed the shot. Agius there for the putback. That one off the mark as well. Neister going down the left side of the lane is fouled on his way up and will go to the free throw line for two shots.
RBC
foul, 2:38 to go in the second quarter. Red Bank Catholic 19, Toms River North 10. Stepping to the free throw line is Mike Neister. He will make the first free throw to cut the deficit down to 8. Neister, good free throw shooter. 11 of 12 on the season with 2:38 to go. He will get one more. Second one coming up. That is also good. His first 2 points make it 19-12. Feed down inside. Agius missed the layup badly from the right side. Loose ball handled by Martin in transition. Neister's three is good. Count it. And one. Mike Neister from the outside. He will go to the line for the four-point play.
One of the most exciting plays in basketball, the four-point play. Neister hit 8 three-pointers yesterday and comes back with his first this afternoon, and it's a big one.
He almost looked like he was waiting for the contact there as well.
And that one was deep, too.
Neister's free throw is good. He's got all 6 of his points in the quarter, the 6'3 sophomore. Has led Toms River North back to within 3. Driving down the lane is Tom Montano. Tom Montano, excuse me. He is fouled. Non-shooting foul with 2:19 left. First one whistled on Evan Martin, his first, team's 4th. Martin off the inbound. Quick trigger 3 from the right side, no good. Loose ball tipped up a couple of times. Down inside, Tom Montana able to fight for it, get back up, and get fouled in what will be the 15th foul on Toms River North. Pat Marinaccio will be whistled for it, his first. Montano's first free throw off the mark and no good. Eddie Hahn will check out. Kevin Fazio will come back in. Second free throw by Montano is good. Carrington hustling it up court. Martin will step in from the three-point line and drain one from the outside. About an 18-foot jumper for Evan Martin. He's got 6, and all of a sudden we've got a ball game of 20-18.
The real Martin's foot on the line on that last one. That'll be a 2. Putting the Mariners within 2.
1:45 remaining in this first half. Swinged on the left side, Liam Byrne. Fazio, the kick outside for Joe Montano. Fazio backing his man down. Tried the kick out pass. Martin stepped in the lane. Drive down the right side. Missed the shot. Carrington there to grab it. And then he is hit by either Byrne or Tom Montano. Take your pick.
I believe it was Montano. Yeah, that's who will get the foul.
That is his first, team's 4th. Jordan Craig will check back in. Ted Thelemack returning as well. Thelemack gets it when he was in earlier. That usually meant he was going to shoot it. And a hand check foul called here on Tom Montano. That is his second. And the team's fifth.
Tom Montano is second, team fifth.
Kevin Blum back into the game. Belamack out. That was a pretty quick hook. Off the inbound, Nyster. Inside feed, Blum. Missed it, got it back right side. Missed it again. Nyster came through to deflect. But he was the last to touch, and it will be Casey basketball. Hahn getting it up court. There's another turnover. We've seen a bunch of them here, as we'll get another one here. Carrington with 60 seconds left. Gets it back for North. There's a turnover. Blum can't get the pass from Carrington. Just sloppy play all around from both teams.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers. Nobody really connecting on their passes. Shots have gone down a little bit more here in quarter number two, but not much. As we're a minute away from halftime at 20-18.
Three-pointer on the way. Byrne. He'll miss that. Rebound inside taken by Blum. 50 seconds now remaining. Martin. Ball fake. Hands off top of the key for Blum. Down the right side of the lane. We'll kick back out for Martin at the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Dribble drive no good. Craig there on the putback to tie the score at 20. Jordan Craig's first basket of the night.
Good job on the follow. He was in good position and was right there to clean it up.
Twenty-two seconds remaining. Fazio feeds off on the right side. Byrne will give to Hahn. Now with 15, pull back out and reset. Hahn down the left side of the lane. Leaves off with 5 seconds. Montano in trouble. Hahn will launch it, and North will get it back. Throw one down court. That'll take us to the end of the first half. 20-20 our score, as Tom Zivernouth North able to outscore Red Bank Catholic 14-11 in that second quarter. We step out for 2 minutes, come back and recap this one for you. Been a tough offensive night so far for both of these teams. 2 minute pause. We're back on the Shore Sports Network right after this with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship.